Welcome to iClan, a podcast connecting faith, life, and scripture. It's Easter Sunday 2024, and I'm thinking about bodies. Because on that first Easter, there was a body. The Gospels are quite clear that Jesus' resurrection body was real. This wasn't a ghost or a hallucination, but solid fact. They're also clear that there was something different about this body. It could appear and disappear, as though it lived in an extra dimension. That it was real matters, both as proof of the resurrection and assurance that bodies matter. We humans are bodily beings. It's through our bodies that we experience life. As someone said to me recently, to do is to body do. And we're recognisable in our bodily characteristics, our face and features, the touch of our hands, the sound of our voice, the pattern of our walk, even our scent. Our bodies are an integral part of who we are, and we can't separate them from our thoughts and emotions. If you're scared, your body reacts. If you laugh, your mood lightens. There's a strand in Christian history which denigrates the body, regarding it as something to be subdued by harsh discipline. I think that's wrong. Our bodies, says Psalm 139, are wonderfully made. And St. Paul wrote that they're temples of the Holy Spirit. Just as we look after important buildings like temples and churches, it's okay to look after our bodies, though not to the extent of worshipping them as much as our culture encourages us to. Our bodies matter, but we are more than our bodies. As in everything, a healthy balance is called for. Of course, if our bodies matter, so do other people's bodies. In our world, we see how the ideologies of warlords results in immense suffering of human bodies. Jesus identified with the poor, the hungry, the sick, the marginalised. In the parable of the sheep and goats in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, Jesus taught that what we do for one another, we do for him. And St. Teresa of Avila reminds us that we are the body of Christ in the world today, charged with caring for one another. She said, "Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world." But the implications of the resurrection are not just for today. That Christ's resurrection body was real matters, because it is Christian faith that we too will have a bodily resurrection. The Nicene Creed declares belief in the resurrection of the dead. The Apostles' Creed more specifically states belief in the resurrection of the body. This is perhaps where I stray into heresy. For I can't believe that my present body will rise, and perhaps nor would I want it to. I'd prefer something a bit younger, a bit fitter, a bit less wrinkled. And we know that today's body is not yesterday's body. Cells die and are replaced. The atoms of the universe are cycled and recycled. But I don't think that the precise form of the resurrection body is something for me to be concerned about. St. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, But someone may say, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come back? You fool! What you sow is not brought to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel, as of wheat perhaps, or some other kind. It is sown corruptible, it is raised incorruptible. That's in his first letter to the church in Corinth, chapter 15. So, I may not believe in the resurrection of this body, but I believe in the resurrection of the body, i.e. Jesus' body, and so I can trust in the resurrection of a body. In other words, that resurrection of the dead to new life will be something with substance, something that is identifiably human and recognisably me, something whole and free from pain, something lovely and completely loved. There was a body. There is a body. There will be a body. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come in glory. And the message of Easter resurrection is comfort for the afflicted, hope for the despairing, assurance for the trusting, for today and for the life to come. And so my prayer this week, may you know in your body the loving touch of the Father, the healing touch of Christ, the enabling touch of the Spirit. Amen.